Hi, I'm Antonio Centeno, and you're listening to the Personal Image System Podcast. Gentlemen, just a quick reminder that all the material here is pulled from the Personal Image System. The Personal Image System is my master level course. I offer it a few times a year. This system is built off of decades of research and development. I also pull in my experience having helped thousands of men dress better as a custom clothier. I also pull in my science background, so we've got this whole science of style section. Gentlemen, the Personal Image System is action oriented. It's got an amazing community. It has live training, 100 plus lessons with resource materials, body language, etiquette, manners, buy list. It has video, audio, guys, scripts out there that you can follow as to how to up your style. I make it simple. Go check it out. You're not going to be disappointed. To learn more about the Personal Image System, simply type it into Google, it'll pop up, or go over to realmenrealstyle.com and I'll have a banner right there for you where you can just click and learn more about the Personal Image System. All right, gentlemen, so today we're going to talk about how to find a brand that works for you. This is one of the most common questions I receive. Everyone seems to think that there is a magic brand out there, that if they just find it, it's going to work for them. So I get questions quite a bit. Guys coming in saying, Antonio, can you tell me what brand is going to be perfect for my body? And I think the question actually is pretty good because they're trying and they do understand that there are brands out there and they do fit differently. And this is something we've probably just picked up going out there shopping. We try on one pair of jeans, that's a 32-32, try on another pair of jeans, which is a 32-32. And you notice something interesting is that there isn't consistency in the build or the fit or even the quality. So you start to realize, okay, there's a big difference here and I need to find one that suits my needs, that meets my budget, and that in a sense, isn't going to change too much, because brands are interesting. Both brands and the human beings that they're trying to serve are both moving targets. So we know that we're a moving target. As we age, our needs and our preferences change, our budget changes, and in a sense, what our style changes. I've talked about this before, we know this. But brands are interesting as well, because businesses are kind of living things, if you think about it. Some of them go in and out of existence. New ones try something and they put it out there and maybe it doesn't work, or it doesn't work as well as they want, or they want to expand the market. So they're going to change. So that's another thing that you need to think of when you do find a brand, is that unfortunately, they may change out the models that they're using to build the sizing off of. They may change their prices. They may change their build. All of this happens in the life cycle of a brand. So one of the quick tips that I recommend is when you find something that you love, maybe it's a light blue shirt, or maybe it's a pair of jeans from a particular brand, don't be afraid to buy two pairs like this. Maybe even three if you're loving it. I know from one particular brand, I'm buying up quite a few of their suits and shirts. Simply, they work for me. I think they're at a great price right now. But 5 years, maybe even 10 years from now, I have no idea where they're going to be. However, I do know that I'm going to try to keep my body in about the same shape. And I'm very comfortable wearing their stuff. I think it's going to be classic. So in that case, I do have triplets of certain shirts, which I wear all the time. And it seems like I'm wearing the same shirt, but it's not. It's really just for me around here. And I know it works with many things in my wardrobe. And I realized that by rotating those shirts out, I'm actually going to, instead of, you know, in a few years having a shirt that's worn out and that's been overworn, I'll actually be able to get a decade probably out of those three shirts. And I'm happy with that. And you may see me pick up a few more. But the point being, once you find a brand that works for you, it's magic. Because the cool part is you're actually going to save money, because you're going to wear clothing that you really like. And if it already fits you pretty much off the rack, the adjustments are going to be relatively small. Now, I do recommend you pretty much take everything that you own to get it adjusted if it doesn't fit you. However, you may find that there are brands and they're getting better and better because there are so many of them, and some of them target, Peter Manning targets smaller, shorter men. You've got some other ones out there that I've seen target taller men, larger men, not necessarily really big men, but actually big men in terms of height. So, you're going to have to go out there and you're going to have to, look through. I try to provide some extra resources at Real Men Real Style. I try to bring brands that I trust and that I've tried out. But let me go ahead and give you guys step by step what you can use to go through and to find a reliable brand, a brand that works for you. So first off is the sizing and the fit. Understand that a brand, what they do is they've got for them a medium or for them a 32-32. And again, I'm using that in jeans just because that's what I happen to wear. But if they build something out there, it's not just, it may have a 32 inseam and a 32 waist, although that's a vanity size. And I will explain that probably in a later episode. But the point with 32-32 is that, we know two parts of the jeans or the trousers. But there are so many other, it's like, okay, how much room do they have in the hips? How much room do they have in the thighs? How much room do we have like in other, throughout the leg? All of this actually depends on the brand. And so you may have a medium shirt or a, one that they tell you has a 16 neck and a 34 sleeve from one company. And you have the same exact measurements from another. But when you put them next to each other, this one has a slimmer cut. The armholes are up higher on this shirt. The sleeves are actually trimmer. The actual waist area is going to be a bit, Ben Sherman is well known for I wear a large in a Ben Sherman and it fits me close versus normally I wear a medium in every other brand. And so small things like that, when you realize, okay, this is the kind of person, because see, they do this because they want to attract and target groups of people. Lower cost brands and brands that don't want to spend as much money but fit as many people into their clothing, they're oftentimes going to go for a wider range, in a sense, a looser clothing. Why? Well, like I just said, you can fit more people into that. A lot of people, they're not really getting dressed. They're covering themselves. And there is a difference. I'm going to actually cover this in a video. But when you get dressed and you actually dress yourself, you're thinking about the image you present and you're putting an outfit together, you're making sure it fits. When you just cover yourselves, that's what, go back, 20,000 years, 15,000 years. That's basically what a Cro-Magnon caveman did. He put on, a bear skin. He covered himself. He wasn't thinking about style, although it did send a message depending on, who you were in the tribe, what you wore. And, a little bit of info about that. I'm sure any anthropologists out there could send me some interesting info about that. But the point is, the brand first has to fit and has to be the right size for you. Once you nail that, once you realize, okay, this brand really gets me. They obviously are using models that are close to my body type, because when I put on the clothing, it fits and it looks good. Next thing is to go in and look at the styles. So you could have let's say you're choosing between, between American Eagle and Banana Republic. Maybe you've got something with Izod, or you got Gap, Nautica. So you've got Ralph Lauren. You've got these, they all fit you for some, I am not saying that those will, but, or you got Brooks Brothers. And you look at the style now of the clothing, because all of them make chinos, all of them make jeans, all of them make polos. But the styles are going to be very different. Some of them are going to have really big logos. Not necessarily something I recommend. Some people like it, but some people, go with the big logo if that's what you want. Other times you're going to see they have a lot of pockets, perhaps on the on the trousers or the jeans. They're going to be a more casual. They're going to go for little designs throughout. So all of a sudden you want to find is it a company that actually doesn't push their logo out there and the clothing is pretty utilitarian? Or is it something that actually, hey, these guys are going to be pushing the fashion edge? But you want to pay attention to the style. It should be something that permeates all of their clothing. Find one that works for you. Maybe it's going to be Levi's. Maybe it's going to be H&M. Now, quality changes. This is something, and one of the reasons I advocated perhaps looking at buying multiple pieces of clothing, because quality does go down. Anyone that's been a big fan of Levi's over the last 30, 40 years has probably seen, you know, it seems like the quality has gone down. Now, and the price has doubled. Is that bad? Is that good? Or is that just the way the market goes in an international brand that has really, you know, been able to grow? Is this just what happens? You know, I don't know. And when I was a kid wearing Levi's, I'm being told by a lot of people that, you know, things were better, but I'm not sure. You know, it is one of those things that it's hard unless you can get an iconic brand. But I will tell you that companies are having to market more. They've got, especially if they're a public company, they've got to meet the demands of shareholders and they need to show a profit. And so for them, one of the easiest things is once they start to see some success, to actually cut back on the quality of the production. So it's not just going to be, in the thickness or the weight of the fabric, but it's also going to be in the stitching. It could be the design. It could be where it's made. And I am not going to say that something made in Mexico or Pakistan or India or China is inferior to anything made in the United States, because that's a BS charge. I'm an American. I'm very proud of our country, but I think craftsmen and amazing artists can be found anywhere. And that's why I think it's up to you as a discerning buyer to actually go out there and to look at two pairs of jeans and not to rely on, in general, if something is made in the United States, you're paying a premium for it. So you would expect them to actually pay attention to better quality. But I've had, honestly, not very good stuff from made in the United States get just blown away by something made in China. And countries and the quality levels change. It used to be in the 1950s and 1960s, it was junk coming out of Japan. Junk cars. Now, the best cars in the world are coming out of Japan. How? Well, if an artist or a company is smart, they're going to use Kaizen. They're going to use the approach of incremental improvement every day. And so it is, and there are companies I've seen come in that actually are doing a really good job with keeping the cost low and keeping the quality very high. And this is why it's important to go out there to try things on and to make the decision for yourself. If you have maybe a twin brother that is the exact same size, maybe you can get away with not doing that. But for most of us, that is my whole reason actually for when I do go into stores, is not necessarily to buy, but to evaluate the brand and to make sure it's going to work for me. So I've talked about, where are you going to get all this, information, and what can you use? Again, guys, continue to educate yourself. Most of the companies actually, I do appreciate when companies actually put out good information on their website, and you can go to their blogs, you can learn about them. I think a great sign of a company is actually when they start to give you more measurements and they try to give you a better picture of what the clothing looks like before you buy it and you have it delivered. Because you guys know not all companies are going to give you free shipping back and forth. Amazon, I think, has spoiled many of us, but even Amazon has a set amount of time that you can actually return things. So the key is going to be to educate yourself and to go also onto that company's website and to say, hey, do they have their exact measurements? Do they tell me the measurements of the model? That way I can look at the model and then I can make a decision. I've talked also about shopping in batches. I'm a big fan of that. It's something that not enough people do. Also, maybe go in with your own tape measure, or when, here's one of the tricks that I talk about in my personal image system, is I have guys, when they go shopping, tape their own tape measure or ask for a tape measure, because they already know the measurements of their best fitted clothing. You've already got something probably in your wardrobe that you love the fit of. Shirt, trousers, jeans, something. Measure it. Actually know the measurements of that clothing, because guess what? When you go shopping, instead of relying on their size medium, you can actually measure the sleeve length and say, well, I like a 30-inch sleeve, and this one is 32 inches. So I know it's two inches off here, and I'm going to have to pay to get this adjusted, unless they've got something in here at the store and they can do it themselves. So by knowing that information, even though both shirts were a medium, you just saved yourself some time and money, because you either didn't buy or you were smart enough to ask right there, hey, I want to get this adjusted. Is this going to be something that's part of the deal? So Last but not least, I want to tell you to get out there and to widen the search. I'm a big fan of forums where basically people bring communities together and they're talking about, and people that are perhaps your same size. So there are companies that try to do things like this. I think it's Fitbay is one that's doing some pretty cool stuff out there. They've got a good app. Go out there and check out you know, some of the forums, Style Forum, Ask Andy About Clothes. I'm a big fan of going into Reddit's fashion advice. Now, be careful. You don't know who you're getting information from, but if you take it with a grain of salt, you're going to be able to find some amazing information right there freely at your fingertips. And speaking of free information freely at your fingertips, go check out our app, guys. This app you can just download for free, the RMRS app. We've gotten over almost 300 five-star reviews, and it's only been out for a month. So I'm really proud of this app, and this thing is just kicking butt. It gets you access to my best information, especially a number of my infographics. And gentlemen, that's about it. You know, find though the brand, and when that magic hits, take advantage, get multiple pieces, enjoy it. That's it for how to choose a brand that works for you. If you'd like more, make sure to go check out the show notes. You can go over to realmenrealstyle.com/episode5. It's going to be there waiting for you. I'll link over to some of the things I talked about. And guys, that's it. Interested in learning more about how style can increase your earning power, help you command respect, and come off as more attractive? Guys, I've got two options for you. First, check out the Personal Image System. I've got a Science of Style section. It's action-oriented. It's got an amazing community, live training, and 100-plus lessons with resource material. Or check out Real Men Real Style. Guys, I've got a free app over there that has some of the world's best infographics built right into it. It's got 1,000-plus free videos and articles. Also, we've got free ebooks, free courses. I've even got a free consultation system where you can enter a little bit of information about yourself, and we spit out a personalized video for you. Guys, that's it. I'll see you in the next episode.